This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, while acting for your livelihood, also make progress in an unlimited way. The more you study this unlimited study very well, the more progress you will make. Question. What is the most difficult subject in the unlimited study that you children are studying? Answer. The highest subject in this study is to make the vision of brotherhood firm. With the third eye of knowledge that the Father has given each of you, you must continue to see one another as brother souls. Your eyes should not deceive you even slightly. Your intellect should not be pulled to anyone's name or form even slightly. Let there not be any vicious thoughts even slightly. This requires effort. Those who pass this subject become the masters of the world. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains to you unlimited children. Everything is limited in one way and unlimited in another way. You were in the limited for so long and you are now in the unlimited. Your study is also unlimited. This study is for the unlimited sovereignty. There is no greater study than this. Who is teaching you? God, the Unlimited Father. You have to do everything for your physical livelihood, and you also have to do something for your personal progress. While having a job, many people continue to study for their own progress. There, that is limited progress. Whereas here, you have unlimited progress through the Unlimited Father. The Father says, make progress in a limited and unlimited way. Your intellects now understand that you have to earn a true unlimited income. Everything here is going to turn to dust. The stronger you become in earning an unlimited income, the more you will continue to forget the things of a limited income. Everyone will now come to understand that destruction is to take place. When destruction comes close, people will also search for God. When destruction takes place, the one who carries out establishment will also definitely be there. The world doesn't know anything. You Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris study this study, number-wise, according to your efforts. Some students study while living in a hostel. However, this hostel is unique. They came to this hostel just like that. Some who came here in the beginning are still here. They came just like that. A variety of them came. It isn't that everyone who came was good. You also brought little children with you. You also used to take care of the children. So many of them went away. Look at the flowers and birds in the garden. The birds begin to chirp. This human world is also like that at this time. We didn't have any manners at all. We used to sing the praise of those who had manners. We used to sing, I am without virtue, I have no virtues. No matter how eminent a person who comes here is, he feels that he doesn't know God the Creator, or the beginning, middle or end of creation. So of what use is he? You too were of no use. You now understand that it is the wonder of the Father. The Father makes you into the masters of the world, and no one can snatch that kingdom away from us. No one can create any obstacles. What are we becoming? And what were we? So you should definitely follow the directions of the One Father. No matter how much defamation and upheaval there is in the world, all of that is nothing new. It all happened 5,000 years ago. It is also mentioned in the scriptures. It has been explained to you, children, that all the scriptures of the path of devotion will be read again on the path of devotion. At this time, you are going to the land of happiness through this knowledge. For that, you have to make full effort. The more effort you make now, the more effort you will make every cycle. You have to check yourselves. To what extent will I claim a high status? Each of you students can understand that the better you study, the higher the status you will receive. This one is cleverer than I am, so I should also become clever. It is the same with businessmen. I should go ahead of that one, that is, I should become cleverer than that one. They make effort for temporary happiness. The Father says, "Sweetest children, I am such a great father of yours. You have the corporeal father and also the incorporeal father. Both are together here. Both together say, sweet children, you have now understood that this study is unlimited. No one else knows this. The first thing is, who is teaching you? What is God teaching you? Raj Yoga, you are Raj Rishis. Those people are Hatha Yogis. They are Rishis too, but they are limited. They say we have renounced our homes and families. Is it a good thing that they did? You left your homes and families when you were troubled for vice. But how were they troubled? You ran away when you were beaten. Ask each one of us how much the Kumaris and the mothers were beaten. This is why they came running here. So many came here in the beginning. The nectar of this knowledge was given here, and so they came back with a letter. We are going to Omrade to drink the nectar of knowledge. This fighting and quarrelling is because of vice and has continued from the beginning. It will end when the devilish world comes to an end. It will then end for half a cycle. You children are now claiming your reward from the Unlimited Father. The Unlimited Father gives everyone an unlimited reward. A limited father gives a limited reward, and in that too it is only the sons who receive an inheritance. Here, the Father says, whether you are a son or a daughter, both of you have a right to claim inheritance. Physical fathers discriminate because only sons are made into their heirs. A wife is said to be a half-partner, but she doesn't even get a share. It is only the son who looks after everything. A father has attachment to his sons. This father gives all of you children, you souls, the inheritance according to the law. Here there is no discrimination between sons and daughters. You claim an inheritance of so much happiness from the Unlimited Father. But in spite of that, you don't study fully. You leave your study. Daughters write, Baba, so-and-so put it in writing in blood, but he doesn't come now. They even write in blood, Baba, whether you love me or reject me, I will never leave you. Nevertheless, they take sustenance and then go away. The father has explained to you, all of this is in the drama. Some who are amazed by knowledge then run away. While sitting here, they have faith. How can I leave such an unlimited father? This is also a study, and Baba guarantees that he will take you back with him. There weren't as many human beings at the beginning of the Golden Age, but now at the Confluence Age, all are present here. In the Golden Age, there will be very few. None of those of any of the religions will remain here. All the preparations for that are now taking place. You will shed your bodies and go to the land of peace. You will settle your karmic accounts and go back to where you came from before coming to play your parts. Here there are plays of 2 hours, whereas this play is unlimited. You know that we are residents of that home and that we are all children of the One Father. Our place of residence is the land of Nirvana, the land beyond sound. There is no sound there. People think that human beings merge into the Brahma element, but Baba says souls are imperishable and can never be destroyed. All of these are living beings. Souls are imperishable and they play their parts through their bodies. All souls are actors of the drama. The place of residence is that home of Brahmand. Souls are seen to be egg-shaped. Brahmand is their place of residence. Everything has to be understood very clearly. If they don't understand now, they will understand it by themselves as time goes by. That is, if they continue to listen to these things. If they stop coming, they won't be able to understand anything. You children know that this old world is going to be destroyed and that a new world is being established. The Father says, yesterday you were the masters of the world and you now come here to become the masters of the world. There is also the song, Baba is making us into such masters of the world that no one can snatch our kingdom away from us. We have all the rights to the earth and sky. Look what there is in this world. All are selfish companions. It will not be like that there. Just as a physical father says, I am going to depart, leaving you with all this wealth and property, and you have to look after it very well. So the unlimited father also says, I give you all the wealth and property. You called out to me to take you to the pure world, so I will definitely purify you and make you into the masters of the world. The Father explains to you so tactfully. This is called easy knowledge and yoga. It is a matter of a second. You receive liberation and liberation in life in a second. You now have far-sighted intellects. You should continue to think that you are studying with the unlimited Father. We are establishing a kingdom for ourselves, so why should we not claim a high status in this? Why should we receive anything less? A kingdom is being established, And there would also be different levels of status in that, would there not? There would be many maids and servants. They too receive a lot of happiness. They will live with the kings in the palaces. They will look after the children, etc. They will be so happy. But it is just that they are called maids and servants. Maids and servants also eat what the kings and queens eat, but the subjects don't receive that. Maids and servants receive a lot of respect, but that too is number-wise. You children become the masters of the whole world. The kings here also have maids and servants. When there is a gathering of princes, they meet one another fully decorated with their crowns, etc. They too have very beautiful gatherings number-wise. The queens don't sit in those gatherings. They remain behind a veil. The father explains all of these things. You also call him the bestower of life, the one who gives the donation of life. He is the one who saves you from repeatedly shedding your bodies. There is no worry about dying there. Here people are so worried. Even if something minor happens, they call a doctor because they think they might die. There is no question of fear there. You conquer death, and so you should have so much intoxication. Remember the one who is teaching you. This is also the pilgrimage of remembrance. Even if you remember the father, teacher and Satguru, that too is fine. The more you follow Srimat, You have to become pure in your thoughts, words and deeds. Vicious thoughts should not even enter your intellects. This will only happen when you consider everyone to be your brother. Even by considering them all to be brothers and sisters, there is dirty vision. The eyes are most deceitful. This is why the Father has given each of you a third eye. Therefore, consider yourselves to be souls and look at one another as brothers. This is called the third eye of knowledge. Even with the vision of brother and sister, you fail, so another method has to be invented. Consider yourselves to be brothers. This requires a lot of effort. There are different subjects. Some subjects are very difficult. This is a study. The highest subject in this is that you mustn't get trapped in anyone's name and form. The examination is very high. You are to become the masters of the world. The main thing that the father explains is, consider yourselves to be brothers. You children have to make so much effort. However, while moving along, so many become traitors. It is the same here too. Maya makes even good children belong to her. This is why the father says, they become separated from me. They even divorce me. It is children and their father who become separated, whereas husband and wife have a divorce. The father says, I receive both, separation and divorce. Even good children divorce me and belong to Ravan. This is a wonderful play. What does Maya not do? The father says Maya is very strong. It is remembered that the alligator ate the elephant. Many of you make a lot of mistakes. When you are disrespectful to the father, Maya eats you raw. Maya is such that she catches hold of you very tightly. Acha. How much can I tell you, children? How much can I speak to you, children? The main thing is Alpha. Those of Islam also say, wake up in the morning and remember Allah. That is not the time for sleeping. It is in this way that your sins are absolved. There is no other way. The Father is so faithful to you, children, He will never leave you. He has come to reform you and take you back with Him. Only by going on the pilgrimage of remembrance will you become Satipratthana. You will continue to accumulate for the other side. The Father says, keep your account of how much you remember me and how much service you do. When businessmen see a loss, they remain careful. You must not incur a loss. It would then be a loss for cycle after cycle. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become pure in your thoughts, words and deeds. You should not have any vicious thoughts in your intellects. For this, practice. We souls are brothers. Do not become trapped in anyone's name or form. 2. Just as the Father is faithful, He reforms you, children, and takes you back with Him. So you, children, also have to be faithful. You must never become separated from or divorce such a father. Blessing. May you be an easy yogi and remain constantly light, and become merged in the Father's eyes. The mine of happiness that you receive at the confluence age cannot be received in any other age. At this time you have the meetings of the Father with the children, the inheritance and also blessings. There is no hard work involved in receiving this inheritance and these blessings. And this is why your title is an easy yogi. Bapdada cannot bear to see the children working hard. He says, children, hand over all your burdens to the Father and become light. Become so light that the Father sits you in His eyes and takes you back with Him. The sign of your love for the Father is that you are constantly light and become merged in the Father's eyes. Slogan. Block the path to negative thinking and you will become an embodiment of success. Om Shanti.